This is Spencer Chase here at the 84th National FFA Convention, and we're here with Jason Mendez of the Modesto, California FFA chapter. Jason is one of our EGRA entrepreneurs here at the 84th National FFA Convention. And Jason, can you tell me a little bit about your project?
Thanks, Spencer. Right now I have a free-range poultry project. I move 100 birds a month, and I sell at local places like farmers markets, and I go to advocate at places like supermarkets. I've developed a very loyal customer basis, and I sell all my birds on a pre-sale basis now. I'm looking to expand into the laying bird industry, try to find a new marketing tool to do that as well.
So what kinds of skills have you gained through this poultry business?
Just people skills in general. And I've always tried to be as charismatic as possible, but in marketing you learn what works and what doesn't work. It's kind of trial and error, and I've learned that certain marketing tactics don't work and certain tactics work extremely well, and you can develop a lot of customers through that. I've learned that it's incredibly important to develop a rapport with your customers, and your customer base is making sure they're satisfied with your products and exactly what you're doing. They can kind of let you know maybe there's something they want to see different or what they want to see on the horizon in terms of expansion. So developing a rapport has been one of the biggest things I've learned.
Okay, and what are you looking to do with your career, you know, as far as college and career-wise? Are you looking to stick with the poultry industry?
Probably not. It's something I am really enjoying. Hopefully one day after college I can start up something again as a smaller business, but I hope to go to UCLA and major in business with a minor in communications. I want to work for a mid-market company, something decently sized with room for innovation and progression. I also hope to get my master's from Stanford and work in business.
All right, Jason, to just summarize things up, if you could give a piece of advice to an FFA member who, say, would just be starting FFA in the fall, what would that piece of advice be?
I would tell any FFA member getting ready to start to take it all in for what it's worth. It's something, sitting here as a senior, this is my last national convention, and I'm really realizing just how amazing this opportunity truly was. These last 4 years have been life-changing. I've developed relationships with friends that truly will last a lifetime. I've developed leadership skills that I wouldn't trade for the world. And you really gain an advantage on some of your peers who aren't in FFA. I'd really recommend trying anything that's interesting, and especially trying things that you don't even know about. I think one of the biggest things about FFA is the opportunity to branch out. If you're not good at public speaking, go ahead and give it a shot. If you're not good at debating, go ahead and give Parley Pro a shot. It's something that gives you an opportunity to branch out of your box and learn more about becoming a better person, a more well-rounded person.
That was Jason Mendez of the Modesto, California FFA chapter here at the 84th National FFA Convention. I'm Spencer Chase.